Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All righty, where are we here? It's 1:10 on WGN Radio. John Williams here with Karen Raymore, our friend from Hocking Hills. She's the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. Our Best of the Midwest takes you to fun places throughout Illinois and neighboring states, and in this case, all the way out to Ohio. Welcome back, Karen. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great. It's nice to be back.
Where's Hocking Hills?
It is in southeast Ohio. So if you're at all familiar with Ohio, Columbus is kind of right in the middle. Well, 50 miles southeast of Columbus is Hocking Hills.
And what is that?
What is Hocking Hills? It's a really unique place because most of the Midwest, as we know, is pretty flat with a lot of farmlands. But the glacier activity that happened, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, stopped just north. And so it's not flat at all. It's hills and it's sandstone caves. Well, not right at the moment because it's been pretty dry, but typically there's waterfalls. Mm-hmm. It's just a really interesting topography.
Yeah, right. Well, you're not that far then west of the Appalachians.
We are actually in the foothills of Appalachia.
Right.
We're considered part of Appalachia.
Are you?
Yes.
And you're not on the trail, though, are you?
No, we're not on the trail.
Got it.
No.
So Hocking Hills is a town, a region, a county?
It's a region. The majority of it sits in Hocking County. But really, there's about six counties that it touches.
I see. So when we promote Go to Hocking Hills, I don't know that we mention towns so much, per se.
Well, the Hocking, what we call the Hocking Hills hometown, is Logan, Ohio. However, there's also a Logan County, Ohio, which is constantly confused. But the city of Logan is the county seat. And the historic downtown is very cute and quaint with boutique shops and restaurants, like you would see in a lot of revitalized downtowns.
We have Henry, Illinois, which is not in Henry County, Illinois. When I get to be king, that will be against the law.
Could you fix the Logan County thing too? Yeah.
I'll do what I can. I'm not king yet. The paperwork is tied up in Cook County. So then what do people do when they go to the Hocking Hills area?
The what we're known best for is the hiking because there are some phenomenal trails. In fact, Whispering Cave Trail was just voted the number one trail in the country for hiking. So there's many miles of hiking.
What's that like?
The Whispering Cave? Well, it's one of the sandstone caves. And depending on where you start the trail, you can start it at Old Man's Cave, which is the most visited spot in the Hocking Hills, and then hike through Old Man's Cave and continue on to Whispering Cave. And the reason it's called Whispering Cave is, as you might guess, you can whisper in one side of it and hear it in the other.
I see. And the trail, I guess, is kind of an undulating path through the woods?
You'll go through sandstone caves, which are open on the top. So it's not the cavern like a lot of people think of when they hear cave.
Yeah.
Which my personal preference is to not be completely enclosed.
I think that you mentioned that was a big deal just now.
Yeah. It's really nice that you've got, you know, you can see the sky. So the trails will run down through ravines and again, when most of the year when we've got rainfall or snow, and in the spring is when they're most active, you've got waterfalls going on all around you.
So then where do people stay when they go there?
Well, we're known for our cabins. That's kind of the quintessential part of a visit to the Hocking Hills is getting the cabin in the woods. And we've got about 1,700 of these cabins and lodges, and they range from, you know, a one or two bedroom small to some that are 15, 16 bedroom lodges.
Well, am I staying in a subdivision or am I just a cabin out in the woods?
You're out in the woods.
Really?
Yeah, you're pretty
kind
much
of on your own.
Kind of. Oh yeah.
Which is what you want or is what you're going to get.
Now, for people that don't want to necessarily be quite that remote, in the state park, and it's only been open a couple of years, they've just built a brand new state park lodge, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's the Hocking Hills State Park Lodge. And you've got a restaurant on site, indoor and outdoor swimming pool, hot tubs. Most of the rooms have balconies that look out over the hills, so the views are spectacular. And you have all of the resort comforts if that's what you're looking for. But if you really want to just get away from everybody and have your group be in their own space, then the cabins are great.
Friends of mine were out there last summer, and they sent us pictures. And so I seem to recall, I think they had their own, like, infinity pool, or they were in an area with a series of little pools or ponds. Does that sound about right?
Yes. More and more of the new cabins that are being built with a pool. Some are indoor, making them, of course, year-round. But that's what travelers like to have. And how nice, particularly if you're getting a group together, you're renting a lodge and maybe three or four families are coming together, to have all those comforts such as a pool and a game room with a pool table and the fire pit and all of those comforts. And you've got your own private resort.
Well, are these rented out as Airbnbs?
Some rent through those platforms and some you can rent directly with the people that own the unit. You actually save money if you rent directly, if you make your reservations directly, because, you know, all those platforms have got to add their fees, of course. They've got to make their money. So we recommend whenever possible to go directly to the owner of the property.
And do you have links or on
your page?
We sure
do.
Yeah.
ExploreHockingHills.com.
So if I go there, I can find a cabin or whatever.
Yeah, you just click on where to stay, and you get all kinds of choices.
Talk about some of the activities in the area besides the hiking in Hocking Hills.
Sure. It's great for adventure seekers, because whether you're into zip lining, canopy tours, rock climbing, rappelling, canoeing, kayaking, all of those are available, horseback riding. So in addition to the hiking, lots of physically active things to do. But also, though, we have a couple of our trails that are handicap accessible. So even if you have some physical limitations, you can still really enjoy the area.
You have an Oktoberfest on the 5th?
We do, at Brewery 33, which is our microbrewery there in the city of Logan. And they, you know, get out the Lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest. And they, of course, have a special brew for the festival.
There's a fall color hike on the 12th, the next weekend.
Yeah, Grandma Gatewood, you mentioned the Appalachian Trail. Grandma Gatewood, Emma is her actual first name, she was the first woman to hike the Appalachian Trail by herself in 1955. And she was part of the founding of the Buckeye Trail System, and her favorite place to hike was Hocking Hills. So she has a trail named after her, and they do a fall color hike. It's a 6-mile hike.
So I presume the colors are good?
Yeah, they're going to turn a little sooner than normal. Typically, peak color is about the 20th of October, and I think we're going to be looking more like the 10th for some peak color. With this rain coming in, that will push it a little bit later. It kind of depends on how much we get, because the trees are very dependent on the conditions in the previous months.
Well, we know that here. Okay, so that gets us to the 12th, and then the following weekend, the 16th to actually the 19th, you've got a big pumpkin show.
Yes, this is actually in Pickaway County, the county next door to us, and it's the Circleville Pumpkin Show. Everything you can imagine pumpkin, they have. They have the largest, I think last year the largest pumpkin was about 2,700 pounds. But every day they have different things. They have a pumpkin queen, a pumpkin parade, pumpkin arts and crafts. It's just a celebration of fall, and particularly pumpkins.
Two other things I want to make sure we get to. Talk about the inn and spa at Cedar Falls.
Yeah, it's a remarkable place. They were one of the very first inns that opened in the Hocking Hills many, many years ago. So over the years, they've always had the inn, which was initially kind of a B&B, but now they've got a restaurant. They have a full-service spa, and they're located, without being actually in the park, as close as you can possibly be to being in Hocking Hills State Park. They are right close to Cedar Falls, which is a real popular spot within the park, and the surrounding area is just beautiful. And it's all original. They started with one log cabin and eventually moved that log cabin to extend the restaurant. So
they have a full menu restaurant
and
all that there?
Yes, they sure do.
That's called the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls. And then Christmas, so this kind of gets us through the fall. You guys have Christmas plans?
We do. There's at the park in December, they have Christmas in Ash Cave, which is really great for kids because they have Santa and carolers, and they decorate the trees for the wildlife. So they put ornaments of, you know, birdseed and peanut butter on the trees to, you know, kind of give a little Christmas present to the critters. There's also the Logan Christmas Parade. If you're looking for something that's just about as down home, you know, local small town Christmas as you can think, that would be the Logan Christmas Parade.
Anything else you want to make sure we tell folks about Hocking Hills?
Well, this is a good time to plan for the holidays. So if you want to get a group together, I don't know about you, but I mean, I have family in Virginia, Tennessee, Florida. It's a great kind of central location, and you can bring everybody together, and instead of messing up your house, rent a lodge, and have everyone, again, like we mentioned, your own private resort, so to speak.
Yeah. That's Hocking Hills, or do you call it the Hocking Hills?
We just call it Hocking Hills.
Hocking Hills. Karen Raymore is the executive director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association. ExploreHockingHills.com. That's easy to remember. ExploreHockingHills.com. That's our Best of the Midwest today. Karen, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Well done. It's 1:24. By the way, while you're still sitting over there, Karen Raymore, executive director, Hocking Hills Tourism Association, I didn't mention we've got a giveaway. Right now, Hocking Hills Tourism is giving you a chance to win a three-night stay in one of those luxury cabins with a two-hour pontoon boat rental at Lake Logan Marina. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WGNradio.com. Is that one of the places you mentioned?
Yes.
Lake Logan?
Well, Lake Logan. We didn't talk about it today, but I know we have in the past. Lake Logan Marina. Lake Logan is just it's a no-wake lake, but it's a great place to just kind of putter around on a pontoon boat.
Got it. Okay, go to the contest page at WGNradio.com. You need to do a shout-out, too.
I do, because I'm here in town, well, in Kankakee, for another reason, and that is the 50th anniversary of Bishop McNamara High School, class of 74. So, to my fellow classmates, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Where are y'all going to be drinking tomorrow night?
We're going to actually go to the homecoming game at Bishop Mac.
Yep.
That tomorrow, and then on Saturday, a place called Smitty's in Kankakee.
Perfect. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
And have a nice time in Hocking Hills.